So, you know, I'd like to do this lesson and the lesson that I did the week before last, at least once a year, because we recite things and we recite things and they become automatic sometimes, don't they? And we say them without stopping to think what it is that we're actually saying. And not only without stopping to think, often we don't realize the power in the words, how they can help you when you're going through things. Trust me, I have said this, the 23rd Psalm, all week. Sometimes things get a little challenging and you need something to grab hold to, something that'll uplift you. And so I'm going to just share with you a few thoughts that I have on the 23rd Psalm. And I call it living the 23rd Psalm because these affirmations that we recite, they're affirmations that will help you in your daily life if you open your mind and your heart to them and let them work and resonate in you and dig into them and see what it is it's saying. Now, what it's saying to me, it might not be saying the very same thing to you, but grasp hold of what these words mean to you. I like how at the beginning of the service, our theme for this year, our theme, have you thought about it? We joyfully celebrate. We come in here not to be down, but we come in here to be uplifted, don't we? To celebrate one another. And as we do that, we receive blessings. Doesn't your heart warm when you talk and fellowship and receive these words of truth? Yeah, mine does. Right now I'm trying to make myself get to my lesson because okay, so aside from the Lord's Prayer, the 23rd Psalm is probably another of the often repeated scripture references. And coming up, we were taught in school that it's known as the comfort scriptures. But when you take a deeper look, it's much, much more than that. It becomes an attitude, a way of living. They attribute the writing to David, who spent many of his years as a shepherd and becoming one of the great kings of Israel. Now, when we think about the 23rd Psalms, the very first phrase, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." David was a shepherd. I guess that's a word, isn't it?
Sheep herder.
Okay. Sheep herder. And we know that it was a dangerous job because they had to protect the sheep up in the mountains and everything from robbers and from the other animals who might feast on them. So a shepherd is responsible for the comfort and the safety of those who they are to take care of. Now, if they lost one sheep, what happened? They would go find that sheep and bring them back. They wouldn't just let them set out there lost. Doesn't that remind you of something? Sometimes we're lost, aren't we? And we take the time and we hear a voice calling inside, beckoning us to come apart a while receive that strength and energy that we need. And so with the shepherd, they go get and find and comfort. So that first phrase, the Lord is my shepherd, Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, says, metaphysically describes the Lord as, and we've talked about this many times, the activity of the spiritual I am, or the Christ, or the ruling consciousness in us. And the Lord of the Scriptures, you can think of it as the Christ or the spiritual being or your divine consciousness. The creative power within you. I like that. The Lord is a creative power within me. What better person to lead me than my creative power? That can help me come up with what I need to on a daily basis. I shall not want. You know, when I was a child coming up, I thought, I want a lot of things, but I don't get them. But the thing is, if you look at the scriptures, go deeper, what we need is provided when we turn our attention and our focus towards the Spirit within us, that shepherd that leads and guides us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and he maketh me lie down in green pastures. The word pasture is associated with substance, and so is the word green. We associate those with substance. Substance is everywhere present, not in a physical sense, but in the idea. The essence of all things is the idea that lies beneath it. The essence of all things is the idea that lies beneath it. So if you're feeling like no one loves you, the essence of that is the basic thing, it's love. It's the idea that underlies that. Guess what? Divine ideas are infallible to all of us, no matter who we are. Mm-hmm. We say God is love. Do you believe that Spirit is within you? Then you have what you need. When you turn towards it, and not only turn towards it, because I often tell people, when those ideas come, move with them. Because if you don't move with them, how are your needs going to be fulfilled? That's in the material that I looked at, it said, you know, there was this the parable, the modern day parable about the guy who was in the flood, sitting on the rooftop of his house, and a car and a boat came, and he said, no, I'm waiting on God. And a helicopter came with the ladder, and no, I'm waiting on God. I'm sure we've all heard that story. The thing is, we have some activity to do. Remember, the Lord in us is that activity of spirit. So, substance is everywhere present. And out of it, all the living energy is turned into a manifestation. Energy is everywhere. And we take energy and we mold and shape it through the ideas that are plentiful. So, there's a scripture, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness therein. That's all these green pastures. Substance is everywhere present. And guess what? You are entitled to all your good. But you got to believe that when that door closes, another one opens. Mm-hmm. And you can keep moving through, lifting your life up. The next phrase is, He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. You know, sheep, they can't stand rough waters. And they will starve of thirst if you take them to where the waters are rough, because they will not drink from rough waters. So, just like them, we need stillness in our lives. We need peace in our lives. Where do we get that? Where can we find peace? We find it within. We find it within. Through that Christ presence that is within us. A shepherd as a protector would not lead us into harm. That is within you is not going to lead you into harmful ways. To be beside the still waters is to be in that life-building energy. Don't let yourself remain in turbulent times. I was just talking the other day. Things happen in our lives and we're disappointed and we're upset. But don't stay in those turbulent times. You have that within you that you can turn to, grab hold of, and move through your experiences. Your shepherd is going to always be there to lead you through and to lead you out. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. What is that, his name's sake? Does that just mean certain people? Or is it just chosen people? He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Righteousness, to begin with, from the revealing word, is a state of harmony established in the consciousness through the right use of your God-given attributes. So you might say righteousness is just right thinking. Within us is wisdom and inner guide, and we know the truth in actuality. And we know what's the right thing to do in actuality. I thought just ran back to me as a child. I knew what was right to do, but I didn't want to do that. Anybody else? You get, sometimes you get a sense of what you should do in a situation, but you want to exercise that little self. Yeah, that ego. That I, me. When we let go of that, then we can move through with wisdom and inner guidance. Trust the spirit within. Our highest good is that's for all concerned in any experience or situation. I had someone ask, how do I know? You must take some time to do the work, to get in the quiet sometimes, to listen to that inner voice, to get to know it, You know, in the beginning, I had no clue what they were talking about when they said, listen to that inner voice. But when you begin to settle into a time of quiet, looking out at sunsets, or lately, cloud formations, and they've been beautiful. Oh my, when that storm was rolling in a couple weeks ago, I go to the window. I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry, but I go to the window and look, and oh, was it beautiful. Our spirit is magnificent, this universe that's been created, and guess what? It's for you. You have dominion. So, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The many experiences we move through, fear no evil. We say there's good and evil, but I have drawn the conclusion, if I'm going to say one presence, one power, then I'm going to stand on my truth that it's all good. It's just that sometimes we don't know who we are. We don't realize we're connected. We don't realize there's a oneness to the universe. So we do some things not realizing that what we do to the least of them, we do to ourselves. And it's like a boomerang. It's like a boomerang. In the revealing word, it says, evil exists only in the consciousness, only in the thinking, as negative beliefs that oppose truth. And I always go back to, in the beginning, God, all good, was pronounced. So through our thinking and worldly view, we buy into the concept that there's something greater than God out there. If we're believing in the negative, if we're believing in that there's an entity, evil, then what does that do to the one presence, one power? Those are the kind of things that we need to contemplate on. One presence, one power. And we think it's just in those who pronounce themselves good, don't we? It's in everyone. But it's to the degree that you have lifted your consciousness to the frequency of the spirit that is within you, the divinity that is within you. Let's see, did I give you everything there? Yeah. I do want to give you this, though. Sure, facts happen, you know. It's a fact that I might have stubbed my toe. Or it's a fact that I might be experiencing an ache or an ick or whatever in my body. But the truth of me is, those things have no power over me in actuality, because greater is that spirit within me, that divinity within me, than anything that can occur out here in the world. Which brings me to this point, thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. Rod and staff, they're unchanging truth in the word of God. Send forth your word. You have what you need within you to support you through anything. You believe that, anybody?
Yeah.
You have it within you. Truth does not change. Truth is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, and any time you bring it up. Truth is of God. Truth is that is absolute. And it's always there to comfort you when you turn within and tap in. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I like this one. We have all we need to overcome adversity. All we have to overcome adversity. So who are your enemies? Who are your enemies? Your enemies are those erroneous thoughts. Those thoughts that someone else can have power over you. That's your enemy. Those negative thoughts that you're not worthy. And guess what? We can overcome those thoughts, right?
Yeah.
When we know that no matter where we are, the Spirit of God is with us. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Anointing in the revealing word is a symbolic expression of the pouring out of Spirit, the Spirit of love on one who has faith in God. Let me read that again. It's symbolic expression of the pouring out of the Spirit of love on one who has faith in God. So we're anointed, aren't we? We come in here and we share love. We spread love. We begin to know that God is not only gives love, God is what?
Gives love.
Is the love. So see, decide what it is you're going to choose, because you do have a choice to believe. Are you going to choose to stand and believe on one power, the one presence, and that it is within you? If you do, stand back. Wow, because the windows of the universe is going to open and pour you out blessings that the mind cannot even conceive. Trust me on that one. You're opening the floodgates by learning to walk through and use these truths. And surely goodness, and you know, coming up, that reminds me, when kids coming up, we thought they were talking about a woman, surely. Why is Shirley going to follow us? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And the Lord is your shepherd? Yeah. And the Lord is that is within you, that is always there to support and to carry up. That's your connection. So when we abide in the consciousness of the presence of God, the Lord, no matter what experience come up, both challenging and joyous, never forget that the Lord is your shepherd. And remember the definition of the Lord. That's really important. The Lord is the activity of spirit within you. And as we work in harmony and peace with each other, we're dwelling in that place of divinity. Charles Fillmore in The Revealing Word says, the Lord of the Scriptures is the Christ or the spiritual being, our divine consciousness, the creative power within us. Lean into that. Lean into that. And if you want to know more about how to build your prayer life, how to build your add meditation to your daily routine, come to some of the classes. There are lots of ways to learn to get to know that voice that is within you. And we're going to tap into that right now. We're going to tap into turning and making that inward journey. And I want you to think of moving from the head and follow that invisible line down into your heart. This is where we want to commune with spirit. And let's prepare first by reciting the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen.
And so take a moment. Take a moment. Breathe in and breathe out. Allow yourself to settle into this time and space right here, right now, to make that inward journey. To make that journey deep within, to connect, to feel the presence of the Lord that is within us, that spiritual activity of spirit. You know, when we decide that the Lord is our shepherd, what is called miracles begin to happen in our lives. Miracles are the outworking of spiritual laws. When you send that thought out, I am love, I am peace, I am prosperous, it opens up that space for the unperceivable to be perceived. It opens that space of knowing presence, one power. That's all that we affirm in our lives today. One presence, one power. letting go, releasing as we affirm that all the energies of the universe are drawn in. Carry us through whatever it is that we may be experiencing. And we can breathe in and breathe out and release, knowing that power and that presence is moving within us at this very moment, right now. So let's just take a moment in our journey deep within. Take a moment to just be the spiritual being you were created to be. To let go and to rest and to trust and know in and breathing out. Take a moment to yourself right here, right now. Contemplate the things of spirit. Connect in the quiet. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, we know that we have been transformed, if only for a moment. We can know these words, I am peace at the core of my being. For we have touched the light. One presence, one power. Dear God, we are grateful. We're grateful for these passages that have been read this morning, that within us, the light of wisdom is always there, inspiring and uplifting and transforming. So for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. And so we let it unfold in our lives. And for all these things, we say, amen. I am at peace at the core of my being. Let us affirm that together. I am at peace at the core of my being. Feel that energy moving. And then share it. Turn to someone and let's affirm this for them by saying, you are together. You are at peace at the core of your being. And then as a sense of community, open community, opening up, letting it flow out into the universe, let's affirm this saying, we are together. We are at peace at the core of our being. And it is so, and so it is, and we claim it right here, right now. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right.